Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today, I am very pleased to be joined by Noé Tesseron from Tesseron Cognac. How are you doing today, Noé?
Hi, Taylor. It's a pleasure to be here. Very good.
So, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm co-owner of Tesseron Cognac, our family house. I'm the fourth generation of my family to take over the reins of our beautiful but small cognac house. And it all started basically with my great-grandfather in 1905. And now I work with my father and my sister Justine. And we own two other properties, one in Napa Valley called Pimray and one in Médoc called Château Pantécané.
And where are you based in the cognac region?
So Tesseron Cognac is based in Châteauneuf-sur-Charente. Historically, so this is where we are really based. My grandfather used to live there. We have our office and, of course, our distillery with 8 alambics, really traditional Charente distillery. And we have a big part of our stocks, but we also have a property in Petite Champagne near Châteauneuf-sur-Charente in Saint-Surin. We have 15 hectares of vines and a bit of stock there. And our main property is in Bonneuil, which is really the heart of Grand Champagne, where we have 25 hectares of vines and a lot of our cellars as well.
Can you tell us what product are we tasting today?
So we are tasting two beautiful cognacs of our what we call the classic collection, which is a fancy word to talk about really the heart of what we do, the heart of the range, which is composed of 4 XOs, because as you might know, we are specialized in bottling only XO and beyond, which means very old XOs. And with the Lot 76 that we are going to try today, we are already in the world of old XOs, but it's sitting pretty much in the middle of the range for us because we are talking one generation of aging, which is a lot, but it's just the beginning of our collection.
Now, you talk about generations often in terms of age of these cognacs. Can you explain what is one generation for Tesseron Cognac?
So it's a bit our way of talking about age because we bottle only blends. So we blend different eau de vie, different years, sometimes different cru. In the case of the Lot 76, we are talking only about Grand Champagne. But the thing with generation is, as a family house, I often say what you have in the bottle has been distilled by the time my father was running the house or my grandfather or so on. So when I'm saying the Lot 76 is one generation of aging, it means that it has spent at least one generation in oak cask, like a human generation, like 25 years.
So it's an informal way of saying 25 years, more or less.
More or less, yes, exactly.
More or less. Okay. And as far as distillation goes, can you say, was it distilled with the lees or without the lees?
At the time, the Lot 76 was actually distillated. We didn't have our own brand. So we used to be one of the big suppliers of a lot of houses we work with. So we used to be in Negos. We used to harvest, distill and age cognac and sell a part of the stock to a lot of houses for their needs, but already at the time specialized in old eau de vie. Everything that has been distillated and that is coming into our blends today has been distilled only because this is really what we do in terms of style. We try to make blends that are, of course, very smooth, very elegant, which, you know, using all eau de vie help in that regard, obviously, but that are always very fruit forward and very aromatic. And I think that's very important. And that's particularly evident in the Lot 76. You have a lot of fruit. It's still very lively. And it's not because you are drinking a very old spirit that you cannot make it, bring it back to life. And I think that's the beauty of blending. And that comes a lot with the fact that we distill on lees.
Okay. And would you say that distilling on lees allows for greater ageability of the eau de vie?
It's really a matter of style. It depends on any cognac house, I would say. But as you said, our specialty is really to age in the best way and to bring the aging up to the bring the cognacs up to their full potential of aging. And it's our philosophy, but we believe that it comes with distillating only. It brings a lot more aromatics into the blend, a lot more structure into an eau de vie. Yes, but I think it's mostly what we do with the eau de vie after in the cell in terms of cask use and blends over years, over decades, over generations that will make really the cognac itself.
Can you say how much time this Lot 76 spent in new oak, or was it mostly aged in old oak?
So Lot 76 is mostly aged in old oak because it's one generation in oak, and one generation, you don't want them to spend too much time in French new oak. As most of our cognacs are aged for more than 10, 15 years, we don't want them to take too much new oak for too long. So it will be 8 to 10 months in French new oak. And then we will transfer the eaux de vie and blend some of them, depending on our needs, in red or ginger barrels for 5, 6 years. In the case of the Lot 76, it will be 6, 7 years. And then we will transfer the eaux de vie into our oak casks. And we have actually quite a lot of, most of our cellar is composed of eaux de vie that are resting in old cask. Because as I said previously, the 100 year we used to be in Négos, we accumulated a lot of stock. And we have one of the most beautiful collection of old cognacs today. And there is a lot of turnover, and we always try to have a very homogeneous level of quality overall on the cellar, and always keeping the idea that what can we do to improve the quality of that eau de vie? What marriage can we do? What blend can we do over a year, over decades, over generations? And the Lot 76 is a result of all that work within the time frame of one generation.
Your cellars are beautiful. Can you talk about if they are dry or humid or somewhere in between?
So our cellars are, it's a bit of both in terms of conditions. We have very humid cellars that are a bit underground with very constant temperature. Our oldest cellar dates back from the 12th century. Actually, it's really in the center of Châteauneuf-sur-Charente, under our office and house. It's an old crypt where monks used to come and pray, and our oldest and I would say best cognacs will spend a bit of time at the end of the aging process of the very old ones in that crypt. But a lot of our cellars are very classical one. The temperature may vary, the humidity levels as well. Most of them are quite dry. When you are tasting a blend like the Lot 76, you will be tasting a blend of eau de vie that I've spent in all type of cellar on all of our properties. So it's really a blend of everything that makes the beauty of it.
We've talked about cognac as a blend. So can you just give your thoughts on cognac as a blended spirit?
I think there are two schools, and I'm a big fan of any good spirits. But when it comes to blending, I think that's the essence of cognac, and that's the heart of what we do, at least at Tesseron Cognac. When you taste a very old raw eau de vie in the cellar, a single eau de vie, single cask, it's always beautiful. There is a lot of charm. It's always a unique experience, and it's what we try to do when we have people over at the property. But when you taste a blend like the Lot 76, it's the result of careful blending and of selection of the best eau de vie from Grand Champagne in the case of the Lot 76. And there is so much more complexity, there is so much more integration. And I think that's so much rewarding to be tasting something like this that is a little bit more in three dimension than maybe a single cask. And that's really what we try to do at Tesseron as well, is to preserve the drinkability, the freshness, and have a lot of fruit.
This Lot 76 is only Grand Champagne, correct?
Yes, Lot 76 is 100% Grand Champagne grapes.
Moving to a tasting note, how would you describe the nose of this Lot 76?
So at first, when you try the Lot 76 on the nose, it's a very, very expressive cognac. It's very alluring. You have a lot of fruits, but already you have those hints of honey, of a bit of cigar box that you are starting to enter the world of old cognacs. You have tones of darker fruits, a bit more cooked. It's a beautiful nose.
And on the palate, what kind of notes will people pick up?
So at first, it's a very expressive and a bit of spices on the palate. It's very generous, but right after you have this very harmonious finish that is very lingering. And that is, I would say, the signature on the palate of the house is, as I said, to have a lot of expression, but balanced with a lot of harmony and elegance. And you never have this sensation of heat on the palate. It's a very smooth cognac. And I think that's the beauty of the Lot 76, is to be the perfect balance between having something that is a bit spicy, a bit strong, but at the same time, very integrated.
Thank you very much for your time, Noé. Happy holidays, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Happy holiday.
Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day and another cognac. Au revoir.